Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we are going into episode number 6 of the series Smart Wholesaling versus Old School Wholesaling. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you're into wholesaling and you're trying to learn these skills, or maybe you're already in the business, you're struggling, you can't figure things out, then I'm here to help you through that process, okay? And then also, in addition to that, is a question that came in: how easy is wholesaling real estate? I'm also going to talk about that today. But I have a quote for you with regards to smart wholesaling versus old school wholesaling, which is basically, this is a 6 of 17 part series, okay? So we're going hard, we're going stronger. If you haven't seen the other part 1 through 5, make sure you go back and watch them, because they pretty much build on top of each other. And my goal here is to share with you modern age marketing for real estate wholesaling. Chances are, if you're like an average human being, you are basically doing everything the way the gurus are teaching it. And chances are it's not working for you. You're struggling. And if that's the case, that's what this video is about. So the quote for the day is this: the old school wholesaler is dependent on instant equity, therefore exposing them to vulnerability of a non-sustainable business model and recessions, while the smart wholesaler understands the balance between speed, which success love, of course, right? Time and patience as part of the formula to real equity and long-term wealth building. Okay. All right. So that's what this is about. And I want to share this with you over the next few minutes. We're going to have some fun talking about this. But then there's a, remember I told you it's a question: how easy is wholesaling real estate? Okay. And that's the first thing I want to talk about. How easy is wholesale real estate? Instead of answering that question, I just tell you it's easy, which will be obviously biased, because obviously I have experience in this profession. Let me tell you the part that's not easy about it. Okay. Honestly, there's only one part of this whole thing that's not easy. Okay. And that part is your mindset. That's it. Okay. There's no manual labor involved in this. If you're thinking you have to do manual labor, then you obviously got it completely wrong. Maybe you're watching HGTV, you're watching the TV shows, and you think you have to get a sledgehammer, and start slamming walls down. Then you completely get it wrong, because you don't make money in this business by doing. You make money by getting things done. It's two different things, okay? So if you're slamming hammer against the wall and you think that's where you completely missed the road, and hopefully you'll fix that, because honestly, there's no leverage in that. The idea of building a business is so you can beat time at its own game. Okay. You can create an operation that's well leveraged. Does that make sense? So, and that's something that I do notice that a lot of newbies don't understand. They're confused. Should I go pick up a house, fix and flip? Am I doing the fixing myself? Do I save money by fixing it myself? No, you're not going to save money when you fix it by yourself. You're just not going to save money, okay? But of course, what I just said only makes sense to you if you value your time, okay? If you don't have a sense of value of your time, then you may find yourself arguing with me in that sense, okay? So now let me talk to you about the part of it that's not easy, which is the mindset, okay? And it's an ongoing battle. It doesn't matter how experienced you are in the game. You always have to be prepared to make sure your mindset is in the right place. Case in point, there are people that may have been around for 10 to 15 years, have been closing deals, but they have to constantly work on their mindset, because chances are they're going to have a blind spot that's basically hated, that's encouraged by the fact that they have experience. They are going to be stuck in their own ways, and they're going to have a hard time adjusting to the modern times. See, I'm not using the word digital, because it's not really about the digital thing. It just so happened that when I'm shooting this video, we're in a digital era. But this concept has always existed. Things evolve, right? There's something called a market shift. The way people respond to your marketing will change. Most people that I experienced are basically usually blinded from that. They think that there's a subconscious part of their mind that feel like things will continue to work the way they used to work. For example, I saw one experienced guru, real estate wholesaler, who was literally teaching direct mailing. Okay. I am convinced without any shadow of any doubt that he really thinks that what he really believes in what he's saying. But the fact of the matter is that direct mail is the most expensive, ridiculous, unreasonable way to market your business today, because there are easier, cheaper, and faster ways to get to the audience in a more cost-effective manner. But again, when you have experience, you have that blind spot because it worked for you in the past, you think it will always continue to work. I don't have that because I basically approach everything from a standpoint of I don't know anything, okay? Just like we woke up today, there's something new. There's something completely brand new about how to build this business, and I need to pay attention to that. Most people don't do that. So the mindset is the hardest part about this. If you're stuck in your ways, it's going to be harder for you to adjust to what's working today. If you're brand new, right, and you actually have an edge over somebody who hasn't been in the business, because then you can pay attention to what I just said, which is what is modern day marketing? How do you market in the year that you live in? Not 15 years before that, not 15 years after that, right? How do you market like marketing in the year that you live in? So if you live in 2018, what is the up-to-date way to market in 2015? Is it by sending letters or learning how to be in front of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, right? Social media. You answer that question. You get to answer that question. See, not being able to answer that question is probably the easiest thing to do. But the hardest thing to do is really take the time. Take a few minutes to really think hard about that. Is the best way to market in the year you live in knocking on doors, driving for dollars? Is that the cheapest way if you value your time? Or you could learn some new skill set and put that new skill set to work. And that's something that can make real estate wholesaling very hard if you don't know how to do that. Another thing that can make it very hard, if you think you are in the real estate business, that will make it hard for you. Okay? Once you understand that you are in the people's business, aka you're in a marketing business, then it becomes extremely easy. Okay? You stop asking the wrong question. You stop asking for what contracts to use, right? You start leveraging Google and YouTube to answer quick questions. You start leveraging what you're learning to build a massive list, a massive network. I said massive. A massive network, a massive brand. And all those things become marketers for you, marketing agents for you out there, even while you sleep, and you attract opportunities to yourself, okay? And if you want to learn all about that, that's something I cover extremely in extreme details in Empire Lifestyle Secrets, which is a book you can download absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. With that being said, let me dive a little bit further into the quote that I have written here for you today, which is the 6th of 17 that I'm going to be sharing with you. The old school wholesaler is dependent on instant equity. What do I mean by instant equity? Okay. Instant equity is basically the idea that you're looking for houses at 65% of ARV after repair value. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But if that's 100% of what your business depends on, your business is going to be very hard. Okay, remember, you don't want to have any extreme ideology. The ideologies are designed as a guide for you, but you don't want to be extreme or too religious about them. So, in order for you to benefit from the game of real estate, you're going to have to be what I call the creative real estate investor. The keyword is creative. You got to learn how to think outside of the box. If you're just thinking one way straightforward and that's how you think, you increase your chances of failing, because nothing works like that in life, especially in business. It doesn't work like that. Okay. So instant equity is 35% equity, 65% of ARV. That means the property is worth $100,000, but you're able to pick it up for 65%, right? That's instant equity, right? Some people want to call it stealing equity, but that's not what it is. As long as somebody is willing to sell it to you willingly, then absolutely. And it's not your responsibility necessarily to educate them on what their house is worth. It's your responsibility to tell them what the house is worth to you. So, but that's a different topic entirely. So instant equity is 35%. But the productivity in real estate actually comes from when tenants pay for rent. Okay. And the smart landlords know how to use that rent to build equity with time and patience. Okay. They're not using their money, right? They're leveraging credit, cash, right? Property management that's available, right? And this, you know, cheap loans, cheap money, right? They use that, they collect that together with renters, tenants' money. They use to build equity, aka wealth, with time and patience in that formula into their pocket. Is that the only way to build wealth? No, you need all of the above. You need instant equity, but you also need patient-driven equity, which is when you use tenants' money to build equity. Sometimes you don't have to own the house to make that kind of money too. You could be the property manager for such property. Multiple streams of income is the way you want to be thinking. Unfortunately, the whole school wholesaler only depends on instant equity. Okay. So that's something that I want you to pay attention to there. But they only depend on that also because all they know how to do is, you know, driving for dollars. All they know how to do is direct mailing to motivated sellers. They can't really think of any other way to make money, right? They don't really think in terms of building a list, a network, a brand. They're not thinking in terms of that. And usually they're thinking that way because they also feel like they don't have to. It's too early. No, it's not too early. It's a leveled playing ground for everyone. Okay. So therefore, I continue the reading here. Therefore, exposing them to vulnerability of a non-sustainable business model and recession. You know what recessions are? It happened in 2008. And there's many recessions that has happened since then, right? Basically, one of the first things that people start buying is houses. So if all you depend on is instant equity, then you will increase your chances of failing, especially during a recession. And you can take that from my story, because my story is that my business completely got wiped out in 2008. I started in 2005, did over $3 million in transactions over the next 2 years. And then in 2008, everything got wiped out because my business was too exposed to the idea of instant equity, which is basically a way to make money from real estate when you're able to buy low. What if you're not comfortable about buying low? There's something that people continue to do, even in the midst of recession. They continue to pay their rent. They continue to make sure there's roof over their head. And if your business model does not involve that part of the income generated using real estate, even as a wholesaler, yes, then you are going to fail. Does that make sense? All right. So it goes here. While the smart wholesaler understands the balance between speed. Yes, we like speed, which is you pick up a house, 35% discount, which means equity in it, and you flip that. We love that, right? But it also involves time and patience in case you're still waiting for that. See, the people that get lucky with those type of instant equity deals are people that are also open to getting creative with other deals that are not necessarily instant equity. Like, for example, building a buyer's list, building a list or network, a brand around buyers that where they can buy rental properties. When they buy rental properties, they make commissions, they make money, even in terms of equity, but they didn't necessarily have to come up with the property, unlike most real estate wholesalers think. All you have to do is know how to take care of the people, build a list, build a brand, build a network of people that are very likely going to buy real estate. And you to yourself should build so much income to the point where you start building your own portfolio as well. Most whole school wholesalers, they're always thinking just in terms of wholesaling. And then 3 years later, they're broke because they never really built any real wealth. They may have made $82,000 like myself from one deal, right? They may have made $50,000, but money, that's stagnant. That's called dead money because it comes in one time. It's not there's no room for it to come in over and over again. You have to work essentially to make that come in again. And if that's the only type of income you're making, you're missing the boat. You're missing passive income. You're missing residual income. You're missing multiple streams of income. And then boom, you wonder, recession came, your business, you're out of business. You want to protect yourself from that. Then you definitely want to be applying time, patience, a part of the formula to building real equity. Okay. And then making money from renters, tenants, when rentals, pretty much. You can make that kind of money either in the form of you being a landlord or a property manager. That's very easy to do. Long-term wealth building, it's only in patience and time. Must be a part of that formula. If the only thing you depend on is instant equity, there is no long-term in that. Plus, there's no real wealth. You're just basically a hustler, and a hustler is not good enough. You got to be smarter. You got to build residual income, passive income. You got to have leverage. You got to make money even while you're sleeping. Okay? So that's something I really wanted to share with you today. If you have any questions with regards to this or something that's not clear, please share with in the comment box below your questions, your contributions, your thoughts around this. I want you to watch this video second, third time. Make sure that you watch part one through part five of this video. And also share this video with people you know that are being real estate wholesaling. They're struggling. This is one of the main reasons why they're struggling. They're stuck in just one way, and then they wonder why nothing is happening in their business, right? And also make sure you give me a thumbs up if anything I said so far made any kind of sense to you. Please give me a thumbs up. And more importantly, I want you to go through myempirepro.com and download the free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. It will also give you access to a 7-day free course called A Smart Business Empire. This is something you need to get your hands on, okay? So go ahead and do that. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.